under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to talk to you about the upcoming class. People are signing up for it. We hope to have a big crowd there to teach a bunch of patriots Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. It's going to be on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. The Grand Traverse County Republican Party is hosting us at their new leased headquarters there on the corner of Garfield and South Airport Road. Doors will open at 9:30. The class will start at 10. We're going to go until 1:30. You can bring snacks, lunch, whatever you'd like to nibble on. You'll be given a book, Robert's Rules of Order Crash Course. You'll be given a 6-page laminated guide, a reference guide, and a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. We start off with the Michigan State Constitution, and then we go directly into Robert's Rules of Order. I teach it as being the Speaker of the House, Joe Tate from Detroit, a Democrat. And I explain in using Robert's Rules of Order, of course, they use Mason House Rules of Order to run the actual chambers with. Slight variation because they allow for a substitute speaker or pro tem in the House. And they also allow for the president of the Senate, which is the Lieutenant Governor, Garland Gilchrist, to run the Senate chamber. Robert's Rules of Order says there's always a chairman, a president, duly elected by the body to lead the meetings, the agendas. Well, it's done a little bit differently in Lansing. They are allowed to substitute others in. I don't think Joe Tate has ever been the actual president of the House, acting as a true speaker, running the gavel. I've never seen him with the gavel in his hand once. Well, I'm going to explain all that to you, and I'm going to explain agendas, and I'm going to explain how any organization, a board, a group, a county party, it doesn't matter. Even if you have a board for your church, your school boards, they all have to run according to Robert's Rules of Order, or what you will have is ultimately total chaos. you will have the public engaging your board while you're in your agenda, and you will absolutely go through horrific run-on public comments, causing your meetings to be hours and hours and hours long when they should never exceed more than an hour and a half to 2 hours. If every public meeting followed Robert's Rules of Order, you guys would be in and out of there in an hour and a half to 2 hours max, including public comment. You need to learn this stuff. Text me class, and I'll text you the flyer, and I will text you the website, acconservatives.org, for you to be able to register. Do it today. We've only got a couple of weeks left here before we have to order the book. There is a deadline. It's all explained to you on the website. You got to read the entire website, especially if you're doing it on your phone. And iPhones do not work. You have to do it on a computer. Again, text me class. I'll send you the information. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Cool Mike Michael Farage reminded me to make sure I mentioned that the copies of the Michigan State Constitution that we used in Gaylord and St. Ignace was donated by State Representative Neil Friske. Now, on Saturday down in Houghton Lake, I brought copies that I had left over, the final few that I had, and I put them on the table there at the 1st Congressional District Caucus in Houghton Lake, and they're all gone. State Representative John Roth from Traverse City is going to be providing the state constitutions for the April 13th class. And Mike, the now, I believe, chairman running the Willow Run Tea Party Caucus, he texted me about the class. I sent him the flyer and the website, acconservatives.org. And I wanted to remind him, per Denise Smith, she just texted me, she has a venue for April the 27th, 2 weeks after the Traverse City class. I'll be teaching the class down at the Flint Public Library, Saturday, April 27th. So, Mike, you might want to keep your powder dry until we switch over to that post. I'm going to create that later tonight now that we have a venue secured, and we will start taking payments on that one as well. Cost is $59. It includes the book, the guide, and the copy of the state constitution. And I bring Frisky apples from Antrim County and bottled water. You just need to bring your own lunch or snack. And again, that's going to be Saturday, April 27th, down in Flint, in the Flint area. So for those of you been listening and asking me to teach a class downstate, this is it. At this point, I'm not looking at a confirmed location in Macomb County, and I haven't confirmed anything yet over in Grand Rapids area. I've had people from Kent County ask me for it as well. So greatly appreciate, Michael, for you to send me that to remind me about Neil Friske providing the state constitutions for us. Now, one of the things that I think people need to understand, why are we on a mission to teach people this stuff? Why is Cool Mike Michael Farage going to be coming up here and teaching us how to knock on doors? The radio station is going to host him in Gaylord. I'm going to reach out to Jay's Sporting Goods and find a Saturday morning that we can go and be trained by Michael on how to knock on doors, what to say, how to say it, how to make sure your message is short, concise, to the point where you at least get their attention. Now, there's a marketing advertising acronym that's been put out for years that we will teach you at these classes, especially when you're door knocking. Take a piece of paper out or your cell phone and hit capital locks. Put an A on the first line. Then hit return and put an I. Hit return and hit a D. Hit return and put another A. AIDA. A-I-D-A. Go back to the top A and put a hyphen dash attention. Attention. You have to get people's attention when you knock on the door, when you do a radio commercial, when you promote a class. You must have something that gets people's attention. And then immediately the next letter, I, is interest. Once you get their attention, you've got to create an interest in what it is that you're talking about or what you're going to teach or what you're going to do. That builds an interest. Then the next step, the D in this four-letter acronym, the AIDA, the D is desire. You have to sell, convince, create a desire in the listener to do something. And the last A is action. Not only must they do something, but they must take an action. AIDA. It's the best method of knocking doors, advertising, promoting classes, doing what we do. You use the AIDA formula. I just gave away trade secrets because that's what we try to do every single commercial we produce for you to listen to. Attention, interest, desire, action. You must call somebody. You must go to a website. You must get out and vote. You must look at this information that we're giving you. Now, the cards that the sheriff created over in Leelanau County, which I spoke to him and got permission to print these informational cards. Spread the word. In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th of 2024. What did I just do in reading to you the front side of this card? Spread the word. Does that get your attention? Interest. What are you talking about? Spread the word about what? In the next 9 months, talk with 11 people about 11 issues. Okay. Vote intellectually, not emotionally, on November 5th, 2024. Okay, now you got my interest. Flip the card over. Are you satisfied with 11 questions on 11 topics that are absolutely on the top of the mind of everybody? If you've been listening to this show today, every single one of these issues, every single one of these stories that we've talked about is on this card in one way, shape, or another. First one, high gas and diesel fuel prices. Gas prices are going up. Number two, costs and security concerns caused by open borders and unprotected borders. Inflation in the economy. Surging crime rates in most of our American cities. Forced EV electric vehicle mandates. I don't know if you heard the top of the hour news earlier this morning. They're now reporting EV sales numbers. Not overall sales by Ford. EV sales. Talking about how they've gone up for trucks. They've gone up for their EV cars. How they've gone up over last year. Well, yeah, when you give almost $10,000 in tax credits and you give rebates, you definitely are going to get some suckers to buy EVs. And right now, with these mild winter temperatures, well, guess what? The EVs are still not holding their charge for as long, and you haven't even seen a cold winter yet since you've been promoting EVs, Governor Whitmer. Rising food and consumer prices. What have we been talking about all morning long regarding beef? Woke ideology being taught to students in our public schools and colleges. Number eight, challenges to and the loss of parental rights, which negatively affect our children. Increasing fentanyl and methamphetamine and other drug-related deaths. Rising interest in mortgage rates. And the last one, the attacks on our Second Amendment rights. And your constitutionally protected ability to protect yourself and your family. What do you think about those? How satisfied are you? The card goes on. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They are American issues. Many hardworking Americans are struggling financially and concerned about the future for their children and their grandchildren. Between now and November 5th, 2024, talk about these issues with your family, friends, and neighbors. Promote America, not politics. You have the power to vote wisely. These cards, you can get 100 of these cards for $21. You pass out these 100 cards to 100 people. Ask them to take the card and have 11 of their friends, family, coworkers read this card and then ask for it back. This could impact 1,100 voters in your sphere of influence. Your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, the people you go to church with. If they simply read this card and think about these issues before they vote, it could affect their vote in November. After the person talks to 11 people, well, I've talked to at least 11, so here, I'm giving this card to somebody else. Let them talk to their 11 friends, sphere of influence, family, friends, neighbors, coworkers. These are quality, thick cardstock. They've got a glossy finish to them. They almost feel like they're laminated. This is the kind of information, folks, we need to get out to people. And it's not partisan. Nowhere on here does it say vote Republican. Nowhere on here vote against the Democrats. These are not Democratic or Republican issues. They're American issues. Simply go to the website acconservatives.org, make a donation for $21. And if you can't do that, make a check out to ACCU, Antrim County Conservative Union, for $21 and mail it to our P.O. Box 650-650 in Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. If you want that name and post office box information, text me cards. You mail us a check, we get your check. We put the 100 cards in a padded envelope, and we mail it to you the next day. I shipped out 6 packages yesterday. In Houghton Lake, we sold 3,000 of these cards to the Patriots attending there on Saturday. With those 3,000 cards getting circulated, impacting 1,100 potential votes for each of the packages that we sent, we sold 300 of them, we could impact 33,000 votes from Saturday's event alone. There's 100 of these cards per pack for $21. Dave says these cards are great. Dave got his, and he's been just going around his neighborhood giving them to people. Dave, how's your response been to the cards? Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the things that I think might be, I don't know, probably one of the things that we're looking at is the fact that people are starving for information. They want somebody to make them think. They don't want to buy what the media is selling. They don't want to buy the commercials. They don't want to buy what's going in the mailers in the mailbox. They want somebody else to give them information to think about things. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to do. So again, text me cards. I'll text you the information to mail us a check or go to the website acconservatives.org and donate $21. We'll ship them out to you that day. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.